Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back to the radio program, Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. If you're looking for Jim Cantore, this is not the place. He's going to be on the Weather Channel vertical. No, that'd be horizontal. He'd be horizontal.
I'm not sure what you're talking about. What?
Well, you know,
is
when
he horizontal?
You know when he lays out in those 125 mile an hour winds and he's vertical.
He would start off vertical and then drift horizontal as he gets blown over.
I never was good in algebra.
Wow, there's somebody. I don't know who that is.
That's Griff Jenkins.
Griff Jenkins. He's getting blown around a little bit. Man, that's...
Just for the record, I know that wasn't algebra. I do know what I don't know, okay? You're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed and Walker, and Steve Jordahl is with us now.
Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Steve, I see you brought a big slice of chocolate cake here.
I did.
Into the studio.
I don't intend to eat it. I'm probably save it for
Is this show and tell?
No. It's a big piece of chocolate cake, but there is
600 calories right there.
I don't know what it is, but there is a whole cake out in the
kitchen.
But I'm on the air for a whole half hour. So I'm not so confident.
Oh, it wouldn't be there.
I'm going to just give a shout out, Deanna. Yeah. Who's our front door receptionist?
And
it's her birthday
right
today.
Yes.
It's Deanna's birthday, happy birthday.
And Mr. John Carruthers.
Brought her a cake.
So it's a big cake, but it is a half an hour, so I'm figuring.
It'll be gone
by the time I get up here, so I got to grab it now so that I can save it for later.
One time I was going to have a piece of cheesecake at a restaurant.
Yeah.
I made the mistake. You're right, Ed. I made the mistake of... Google hadn't banned cheesecakes, have they?
No.
Cheesecakes right wing? I don't know.
But, they're from the pit of hell. I can tell you that.
No, they're not.
No, I'm saying they'll make
well,
you puff
they
up
are,
on the
yeah,
scale.
Yeah. Well, the,
how many calories?
Your perspective, it was like 700.
Yeah.
For this one slice.
Yeah, but if it's the only thing you eat all day, come on.
Well, who's going to just? You're going to go to a restaurant. You're going to tack that on to a big plate of pasta.
Well, you
got to
go salad. You got to go salad with some shrimp or chicken on top. Then you can go for the.
As far as the cheesecake being left wing or right wing,
yeah.
The closest I can come to advising you there is that the last time that the Cheesecake Factory was in the news, it was because employees harassed a conservative Trump supporter in one of their restaurants.
Employees?
Came out of the kitchen and literally hounded them out of the restaurant when they were eating. So I'm
really?
Thinking that cheesecake is probably okay with the left and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 6 months ago, maybe more.
You mean while they were eating,
yeah.
They came out and harassed them?
Yeah.
Were they forced to pay?
Probably not. They just made him leave.
Then I would have wolfed down my food and then said, "Hey, I'm out of here.
Make America great again. See you later."
700 calories worth of Make America Great right there.
So what I would do is I go into the restaurant, eat my meal, have my cheesecake, and then put on my MAGA hat.
Well, that's, I think
and
it was.
Then they start coming out and making me leave. And I go, "Listen, if you make me leave, I'm not paying."
I think it was the MAGA hat that got them upset in the first place.
Yeah, but you don't put it on while they're fixing your food in the back.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust them.
That's true. Right. That's true.
Yeah. I mean, what?
It's crazy, isn't it?
It's a crazy world. We mentioned this last hour. It's not funny, really. You've gotten Steve Scalise can attest to this. The lefties out there, they're running around like their hair's on fire,
yeah.
and they think. They think acts of confrontation are
noble.
Are noble.
Yeah.
Maxine Waters, go get them. Find these people wherever they are and confront them physically. That's
Scalise,
what these.
Scalise has an editorial.
He got shot by a guy who took that.
On Fox today, which maybe, Walker, you can post this because we were going to talk about it. But he is very general in his language, saying that violence doesn't belong on either side of the aisle.
Who's very general?
Steve Scalise, when his in his op-ed says Violence has no place in politics, whether it comes from the left or the right. And he gives all the right talking points. He says, "Well, let me," and he says, "I'm going to cite a couple of examples." And he has seven or eight examples, all of them liberals that are attacking conservatives and conservative politicians. I tried to rack my brain to see if I could even remember a single incident of someone attacking physically or even harassing someone like Maxine Waters out in the public, a conservative, doing violence against a liberal, and I can't think of it.
Imagine if Steve Scalise, a Republican conservative from Louisiana, when President Obama was in office, had advocated confronting Obama administration officials wherever you may find them. Imagine him out whipping up that frenzy. How would that have been received?
A pushback, too. Maxine Waters said we got to have some pushback.
Pushback.
Which, yes, it could be verbal, but it also, because since she didn't qualify it, that could imply literal pushback. That could imply violence. If Steve Scalise said, let's get some pushback on supporters of President Obama and confront them wherever they are, drum them out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you flip this, the liberal media and the entertainment industry and all they would be outraged that, in fact, Steve Scalise would probably be visited by the FBI. Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
Yeah, I think one of the reasons you don't see this on the right side of the aisle, if you will, is because conservatives don't tolerate it. I mean, and conservatives don't advocate it. So, you know, if someone in the conservative movement hypothetically were to say something, you know, like you need to approach them wherever they are, you push back against them, you know, we would either say we don't own that or we don't have anything to do with that. But the problem is you have silence on the behalf of the Democratic leaders, and they just don't say anything because they don't want to denounce their own base.
No, they're Antifa. They're Antifa sympathizers, these people on the left. And man, like I said before, remember, the day after the inauguration, Madonna, a worldwide celebrity, in front of everybody, said, "I've thought many times about blowing up the White House." What happened? Everybody cheered. So these people believe, if you were, did she get visited by the FBI?
She might have. They might have.
I'm just saying, if you had somebody on the right doing that, oh my goodness gracious, it would be, you know what I'm saying? It would be all,
they
don't even
service.
Think anything about it. So, I mean, these people on the left, like Maxine Waters, like Madonna, like these Stephen Colbert's and there's many other examples of Snoop Dogg.
The comedian holding the head.
Kathy Griffin. Snoop Dogg, Robert De Niro.
Was it Michelle Fox? Michelle Wolf. I mean, it wasn't violent, but it was disgusting what she did at the National Press Club.
To Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Snoop Dogg, the rapper, you know, he has a...
His music video had a...
Shooting President Trump, assassinating President Trump. He's not banned from anything.
Right.
Type Snoop Dogg on and see if he's still got a...
he's still on Twitter and all that.
Yeah, so...
But see, that's artistic expression there, Tim. That's just freedom of artistic expression. And we need to allow...
It's covered under the First Amendment,
And
right?
We need to allow
so Alex,
that.
So. Alex Jones can be banned for reasons we don't know why.
Right.
By all these platforms, but Snoop Dogg...
And Kathy Griffin and
all... Kathy Griffin and all them can be allowed to spew things that advocate violence.
Right.
And they're not banned. So that's
now you're starting. Starting to figure out
which
the way
proves
this
our
world
point.
Works.
The lefties think that theirs is a righteous cause, even if it requires violence,
right?
To stop it. All right, go ahead, Steve.
This is what Greg Gutfeld, who's one of the co-hosts on the Five, says, and I think he's spot on when he says this. Republicans think Democrats are wrong. Democrats think Republicans are evil.
Right. Even
the
though
left. Right. Think right. The right thinks the left is wrong. The left thinks the right is evil, and that's how they justify it. And let me just bring the latest example of this kind of thinking. It's happening right now on Twitter. There is a group called the Center for Immigration Studies. It is a middle-of-the-road-to-right-leaning group, and they have their Twitter account. Their Twitter account still stands, but they have are not being pushed. They cannot buy publicity. This is the same thing when Facebook, you pay to have your ad promoted. You can do that on Facebook too. Facebook is not taking and not allowing them to promote their tweets because they use the term illegal alien when describing people who are illegal aliens.
So it's speech control too now, huh?
Well, yeah. So oh, yeah.
That's a legal term, by the way.
And this is what they say. Twitter, the Center for Immigration Studies says Twitter is not allowing us to promote any tweets, including the phrase illegal alien, citing it as hateful content. And according to their language, what Twitter sent the Center for Immigration Studies, they said, "We reviewed your tweets and confirmed that it is ineligible to participate in the Twitter ads program at this time based on our hateful content policy. Violating content include, but is not limited to, that which is hate speech or advocacy against protected groups."
So let me just clarify, see if I understand this right. They are still allowed to tweet,
yep,
but they can't participate in this advertising program.
They
get monies.
Right. They can't promote their ads. They can't get a wider reach if the tweet includes the term illegal aliens, which has been used over and over again in court rulings, in federal documents. And Fred Jackson was just here, and he has a note on this story, which is a good question. If they're being censured because they're advocating against a protected group, do we now consider illegal aliens a protected group? I mean, I know they're on campuses, but really?
Let me ask a question here, and I halfway know the answer to this. Maybe we've talked about this before. I'll throw it out to the panel here. What is offensive if you're on the what is offensive to anyone about the expression illegal alien? Because illegal means somebody's here illegally, right? That's just a matter of fact. An alien is somebody who's a foreigner in a country. So I mean that's not like slang, like calling somebody a cracker, or
the N-word, or something
like that.
Well, I think people don't like it because the term is accurate, and I think that on the left they want to obscure the truth so they can go right for the heart and go to tugging on emotions and heartstrings. So if you say illegal alien, you're saying these are people who aren't American citizens and they've broken the law to get here.
That's a fact.
Yes, it is. Well, that's not what they want the discussion to
be
about. Because they don't want the discussion to be about whether they broke the law or where they're from. They simply want to say these are human beings and deserve to be here. And
if you want the term alien dehumanizing?
It's not dehumanizing. It's accurate. They don't want the discussion to be about the fact that they're not citizens. They got here, and they got here illegally. They don't want that discussion to be had. They want the discussion to be about...
That's the whole point.
Well, not if you're on the left.
Ed is exactly right, and here's how they get from here to there. The illegal alien community and the Hispanic community or the immigrant community and those that on the left that advocate for them have become offended. They've chosen this word to become offended by
what word?
Illegal alien. That phrase
two
offends
words.
Them. Two words. That phrase, or just using illegal by itself with a reference to the people, offends them. So what they have said is, we are offended. Therefore, places like Twitter and Facebook, which want nothing to do with free speech but everything to do with safe spaces, says you're not going to offend people on our watch. So that's how they get to this point where they can ban it. It's a legal term. It's not offensive. It's not derogatory or obscene or anything. But because people are offended by it, or at least they say they are offended by it, to get to Ed's point where they don't have to be confronted by it, that's why Facebook pays it or Twitter pays attention to it because, well, it's this outrage. We can't offend people.
Mm-hmm. I would like to see a survey of Hispanic Americans on this because I would guess that people who are American citizens of Hispanic heritage would not do not find objectionable the expression illegal alien, because that's inaccurate. Yeah. So I think it's...
This is, first off, the folks who are in charge of these companies don't think like we do. So there, our line
that's
of,
their problem.
Our line of, yeah, it is.
It becomes your problem when they ban you.
I know.
Yeah, but they don't think like we do, and they don't think along logical lines like we do. Their way of thinking is totally different.
With their heart, like Ed said.
Yeah, exactly. So, and another thing is, this is part of a bigger agenda and a bigger picture, and it gets right into the whole illegal immigration debate. Look at me. I was about to say just immigration, but the whole illegal immigration debate and what we should do with people who are in our country illegally. And so they're trying to shape this narrative to where you view an illegal alien as if they're just your next-door neighbor, and they deserve to be here too. Matter of fact, they don't just deserve to be here. They deserve full citizenship, and they deserve voting rights, and they deserve to be able to work at the store next
street. Even though they crossed our border here illegally.
Exactly. So in a way to shape that narrative, the eventual outcome will be amnesty. You have to first, as Ed said, you have to change up the language a little bit and make people think that they've done nothing wrong.
Because what you're doing is you're manipulating the hearts and minds of Americans who are, by our nature, fair-minded.
And compassionate.
That's right.
And compassionate. That's our, not everybody, but that's our national tendency.
Yes,
we want to be.
That's right.
That's why we allow people to come here from around the world as refugees, for example.
You know, there's a shortcut way to fix this. I don't know how to get there, but this is what you need to do. If you could convince Democrats on the Hill or even the Hispanic community to vote Republican, that everybody coming over, is these undocumented, as they say, illegal immigrants, if granted citizenship would be conservative and Republican, you would have that wall funded in 10 seconds flat.
Yes. That is absolutely
if
true.
What, now repeat what you just said. Because Ed said yes emphatically, and I was looking down at your cake.
I've been staring at it, too.
It is distracting, I got to tell you, Steve. If you don't mind, get the chocolate cake out of our face.
Oh, let's give it to Brent. He's about to eat it.
I'm not going to see that again, am I, Brent?
Okay, now I'll focus on your point. Go ahead.
If you could convince the Hispanic community and the illegal immigrants to vote conservative and vote Republican, if this was a new source of Republican votes, that wall would be funded in half a second, because the real reason that Democrats and liberal groups are all in favor of open borders and illegal immigrants is because they see these as future Democrat votes.
Right.
Yes.
If these were immigrants from Eastern Europe, for example, which because of their experience with communism tend to be more conservative, and come from countries that, some of them like Poland, that, you know, Ukraine and others, that have not abandoned Christianity, they were the ones we were talking about, you're exactly right. Mm. Democrats would be going, hey, we can't have this illegal immigration.
No way.
We're a nation of laws. This is all self-serving on the part of Democrats.
And I might venture a guess that Republicans would start changing their tune as well, and maybe wanting to open up the border a little bit more. I don't know. I'm just saying.
As President Trump has said many times before, and 50% of Americans agree with him, I would say roughly, and that is, if you don't have your borders, if you aren't able to control your borders, and by that, who comes in and who comes into your country, if you're not able to control that, you're not really a sovereign country.
Right.
And so, I think what most people who voted for President Trump or who understand what he's saying resent, and certainly this is what I, is the intentional mischaracterization of people who are for control of our border security, knowing who's coming into our country, having control of that, like every other nation in the world wants.
Yes.
Is when you say you're for that, that somehow makes you you hate brown people. You know what I'm saying?
And in the Christian community, you're not a very good Christian either.
Right, because you're not showing love and compassion for people. That's talking about being offended. That's highly offensive to me as a Christian, and to be characterized in that way, because I want a secure southern border. You see what I'm saying? Because you can't, it's like a lifeboat. You can't take, or maybe that's a bad example, a boat can't take If it can hold 50, it can't take 200 because the whole thing sinks. You cannot have millions of people migrating up here and entering our country illegally, as has been going on, and continue to absorb that indefinitely.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And Americans, quite frankly, don't want to pay to incarcerate people and or to pay for people's free stuff because they've come here illegally. We got our own people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I just, but that's the way on the left. They want to put it this way. They want you, if you're border security, you are against Hispanic people. That's just how it is for these folks.
Right. Go ahead.
The philosophy of the left, dare I say, socialists, is that those who have more owe it to those who have less. From those according to their ability, to those according to their need. You take.
Is that a Bible verse?
That's Karl Marx. But it's the philosophy. So the United States, being such a rich country, we owe it to the poor countries to give them. What right do we have to keep them out of what they don't take into consideration?
No, we don't owe anybody squat.
Well, and this is what they don't take into consideration. It's not, yes, we were.
We don't owe them.
Well, but they think you do.
Well, that's a distinction. We don't owe anybody squat. We're
nice.
We give because we have a good heart, okay? Americans, I'm talking about. That's why we help people around the world. We help Puerto Rico, you know, with whatever, millions and millions of dollars.
Billions.
Yeah.
Billions of dollars after the hurricane hit down there, and still helping them. And what do we, you know, and all I hear is one of their government leaders complaining.
The mayor.
Huh?
Is it a mayor, the mayor of San Juan? Or?
Huh? Yeah, it's just I'm just saying we help people. We're more generous than any people in the world. And what do we get for it?
Grief. Yeah. Nothing but grief.
Go ahead.
I wanted to can we end this thing on a little bit lighter note?
We can.
Yeah, and then let's eat cake.
I have some advice for our friends in the Carolinas who are going to be going through this storm. This is a cautionary story. We're going to take you to Connecticut. I will just say right at the beginning that this woman is fine. Well, she's is not dead. In Connecticut, they had a power outage, and the family there decided that they wanted to light the house, and the wife remembered that there were some candles that the previous owners left in the basement. So she went down and lit one of those, only to discover very violently later that actually the previous owners was a guy that worked with excavation, and it was a quarter stick of dynamite that she lit. It was a quarter stick of dynamite that she mistook
for a candle. She couldn't tell the difference between a candle and a quarter stick of dynamite?
No, she couldn't. So I'm just saying, everybody's okay. She was hurt, but the rest of the family's fine, and there was some damage in the house.
How did she survive? Was she holding a quarter stick of dynamite?
I don't think she was holding it. I think she had lit it and set it somewhere, and yeah. Because...
Oh,
so
my
just be
goodness.
Careful if you're lighting a candle. Just, make sure it's a candle.
I'm just wondering.
Be careful, Walker.
Yeah,
be careful.
Well, yeah.
You don't have time. You don't have time to explain.
If I don't
yourself,
have time to clean up my mess, then I'm not going to say anything.
You have a whole show on Saturday.
I would say just leave it alone.
On Thursday, I regret having said.
Right.
Thank you for stopping me. Glad we're out of time.
All right, we are out of time. Do I hear the music yet, or when does the music
come? Oh, the music's coming. It's on.
Turn it up a little bit. Then. There's the end of the show music. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Walker, Ed.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate your contribution.
Enjoyed it.
And Brent producing our show today. And we thank you for listening to American Family Radio. And continue to pray for our friends along the eastern seaboard there in North Carolina, South Carolina. And we'll see you tomorrow, folks. Have a great day.